So the more solar and hydro you have, the less fuel you use in relation to the sail. So if you have more rain, because we have hydro, that impacts the fuel surcharge positively by reducing the amount of fuel you buy, and therefore, when we divide the cost of fuel by the sales, then the fuel surcharge will go down. VNEC does not gain or profit from the fuel surcharge. The fuel surcharge is a pass-through. It's like VAT. We collect VAT from customers and we pass it over to the government. We pay for fuel and we collect the cost of the fuel from customers and we use that money to pay the fuel suppliers. The calculation of the fuel surcharge in St. Vincent is relatively simple in that we take the cost of the fuel used for generation, and we divide it by the amount of sales in the month. So if you sell 10 million units of electricity a month and your cost of fuel is $10 million, then your fuel surcharge would be $1. It's based on that. So the main factor that influences the fuel surcharge is the cost of fuel. If the fuel is $5 million, your fuel surcharge would be 50 cents.